Back to you. I got one question.
Tell me.
I know you never wanted to be the president, and I know because you were born in Iran, you can't be the president.
No.
So you don't want to be, and you technically couldn't at the moment of where our country's at. But if you were, what are four policies you would immediately put into place?
I would change the tax code to incentivize the right behavior. So we would sit there with, I would bring 10 predictive analytics guys and hire some of the best mathematicians, and I would say, go model our current tax system. That's what, 76,000 pages, and maybe it's even 80,000 pages today, and break down what's gonna produce these behaviors. So for example, if we want more families and to be together, what if we eliminated these behaviors that's producing all these single mothers? What if we change the incentive plan to produce more households that are father and mother in the picture, okay? Mm-hmm. What tax code do we need for that? Fantastic, no problem. What tax code do we produce for us to want to go out there and create more jobs for small businesses? Because we need more small businesses, not all these big businesses. So for example, all these banks going out of business, who's buying them? Chase is sitting around saying, oh, this is great. Keep increasing the interest rates. Keep it going. Love it. Why? Of course, they're not saying this publicly, but what happens every time they increase the interest rates? Signature can't make it. This guy can't make it. And they keep
banks
picking them
sale.
Up. They keep picking. Banks are on sale right now in a big way. Fitch just lowered the rating on 15 different banks. And I think they even want to do with Chase. So tax code is number one. We have to really investigate and structure it in a way that produces the right behavior. That's one. Number two, big pharma is going to be one of them. So advertising for me out of cable, you know, that's going to be out. No problem. Use that money in a different way and actually get to work. And if you got good solutions, great. Let's give you the incentive. Phenomenal. Go do it. Fantastic. Good for you guys. We want you to keep innovating. But at the same time, you don't need to go out there and keep talking about the stuff because it's incentivizing the wrong behavior. For example, if you and I own the cigar lounge together, how do we measure success? We measure success based on what? We got 7 chairs in front of the bar. Those need to be filled. We got all these other chairs. We got 30 locker rooms over there. Each one's going to be $1,000 a month for a person to buy. Success here is if those 30 are rented, okay? Success here is if we're only going to do 100 memberships at $500 a month, is for the 100 to be taken, right, by different people. Yep. Exclusive membership doesn't need to be public to everybody. It's private, so it's by invitation only. Great. If 22 are not rented, those lockers, we're in trouble, right? We got to fill those places. Okay.